This is Mark Steiner, and today is June 22nd. Welcome to This Day in History.
Right to the body, a left up to the jaw, and Schmeling is down. The count is 5, 5, 6, 7, 8. The men are in the ring. The fight is over on a technical knockout. Max Schmeling is beaten in one round.
This evening in 1938, almost all radios in America, especially in black homes and Jewish homes, were turned into this broadcast as Joe Louis knocked out the German's Nazi warrior, Max Schmeling. Joe Louis was the symbol of freedom and democracy for many in the African-American, Jewish communities and progressives. And on this day, Joe Louis knocked out Max Schmeling. It was seen as a triumph over fascism. And in 1839, the blood flowed on Cherokee lands in Oklahoma. The U.S. Congress had passed the Indian Relocation Act in 1830, leading to years of struggle before the forced removal of Cherokees and other Indian nations in the Southeast. Three Cherokee leaders, Major Ridge, John Ridge, and Elias Boudinot, signed the treaty agreeing with the U.S. that the move should take place. That act violated the Cherokee Nation's laws. And today, in 1839, in Oklahoma, those three leaders, who were also slave owners, were stabbed and hacked to death by Cherokee warriors for giving away their people's lands. When the battle for survival reconstruction was at its peak and racial terror was rampant in the South, President Ulysses S. Grant created the Department of Justice today in 1870. And as we witness the events, in Charleston, we should remember today in 1992 when the Supreme Court wrote, "Let there be no mistake about our belief that burning a cross in someone's front yard is reprehensible. But St. Paul, Minnesota, has sufficient means at its disposal to prevent such behavior without adding the First Amendment to that fire." So on this day in 1992, they said that cross burnings and other messages of hate speech, to ban them would violate the First Amendment. And three of those who contributed so much to our understanding of our lives culturally and bringing stories to us, each in their own forms and ways, were born on this day. She was called the matriarch and queen mother of black dance, Catherine Dunham, born today in 1901. She started out as an anthropologist, studying the dances of the African diaspora, then brought all that to her dance companies to the floor to America, and formed the first African-American dance company in this country. She was called the Queen of Modern Dance by the Washington Post when she passed away. And Ed Bradley was born on this day today in 1941. He volunteered to be a combat TV reporter in Vietnam, where he was wounded by a mortar shell. His reports brought that war into America's living rooms, as no others did. He then became the first black White House correspondent before becoming a founding member of the CBS's 60 Minutes. And we leave you with this voice.
No, I think I had one choice. Well, two choices. I could become a writer, or I could die really young. Wasn't anything else that I wanted.
So I mean, if you could not have been a writer, you would have said to the gods, take me now, because I have no reason to exist.
I probably would have done something stupid, and that's what would have happened.
What was it about writing for you?
Oh, you got to make your own worlds. You got to write yourself in. Whether you were a part of the greater society or not, you got to write yourself in. So I got to write myself in.
Yes, that's Octavia Butler, interviewed in that clip by Charlie Rose. She was the first science fiction writer to win a MacArthur Genius Award, whose books like Kindred, Parable of the Sower, and others opened new portals onto the past, present, and future and gave birth to the explosive new world of Afrofuturism. Today is her birthday. She was born today in 1947 in Pasadena, California. And to continue your exploration of this day in history, please visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.